Russia has made it clear that a flurry of diplomatic activity ahead of the Sunday referendum will have little effect on its plans to take control of the Crimean region. Washington-based political analyst Peter Yeltsov says no matter what official name it will assume, Crimea is lost to Ukraine. But he says Ukraine has to fight to prevent any Russian attempt to move further.
The biggest fear, of course, of the new Ukrainian government, I think it is quite likely, depending, of course, on political situation, that Putin will try to go to certain parts of eastern Ukraine. We need to remember that there is no direct by-land connection between Russia and the Crimean Peninsula.
Stephen Blank, an analyst with the American Foreign Policy Council, agrees. He also blames the European Union for a lax response to Russia's move to take over the strategic peninsula.
There has been no real organized economic sanctions on Russia. There have been no systematic strategic military actions to strengthen Ukraine's ability to defend itself. And if I were Mr. Putin, I would think I had gotten away with it. I don't think he will in the end, but up till now, there has been too little action, and whatever action there has been uncoordinated.
Mr. Yatsenyuk's visit to Washington has another significant purpose. Yeltsov says the interim government in Kiev needs U.S. economic support to survive and the political support to block Moscow from advancing further into Ukraine's territory. He also says that for now, Russian-speaking populations in eastern Ukraine seem to reject Russian intervention, but that the mood can quickly change.
Identity really is a fluid category, as anthropologists say. It depends on the situation. Of course, and particularly in the case of the war, like we saw, for example, in Yugoslavia, in former Yugoslavia, yet those issues can really change and switch between sides really fast overnight, depending on rumors, depending on particular political developments. This is a very dangerous situation.
He also says Russian President Vladimir Putin seems intent on reviving some of the former Russian Empire as his legacy. And if not stopped, he will attempt to bring back under Moscow's control other Russian-populated areas, for example, in Kazakhstan.
It's not impossible that, given the political situation, he would want to take, say, a chunk of northern Kazakhstan, which is populated mostly by Russians. But that would be, of course, a much more difficult enterprise.
He also says the best guarantee against Russian aggression is a NATO presence in vulnerable areas. He says Russia is not likely to invade NATO members Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, despite their sizable Russian-speaking populations.
The country which is not militarily allied and has a very weak military on its own, and in such a financial chaos, is definitely a very easy target.
Last week, the U.S. government authorized sanctions, including visa restrictions, against those found to have violated Ukraine's territorial integrity. The European Union also took measures against Russia, suspending talks on visas and a new economic agreement. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.